The word of God is quick, powerful, and sharper than any two-edged sword. This is the Moment of Impact with Pastor Abraham Odey.
Hallelujah. I want to welcome you specially to this second series on faith. And I want to share with us today on the weak and strong faith. I want you to know that your faith can be weak and your faith can be strong. And I want you to understand that there are things that make faith weak and there are things that make faith strong. And I believe that God is going to help you to operate with a faith that is very strong this year in the name of Jesus Christ. I read from the book of Romans chapter number 4 from verse 17 of it. Romans 4 verse 17. You see, as it is written, I have made you a father of many nations in the presence of him whom he believed, God, who gives life to the dead and call those things which do not exist as though they did. Who, contrary to hope, is in hope believe, so that he became the father of many nations, according to what was spoken, so shall your descendant be. And not being weak in faith. Hallelujah. You can see that faith can be weakened. He did not consider his own body already dead, since he was already 100 years old, and the deadness of Sarah's womb. He did not waver on the promises of God through unbelief, but was strengthened in faith, giving glory to God. It means faith can be strengthened and faith can be weakened. I want you to understand that the condition and the situation in which Abraham found himself, it was such that he doesn't have any reason to believe God for what God has already told him. He was way past the age of having children and Sarah, his wife. The Bible told us that the womb of Sarah is already dead. It's a dead womb. And considering it will weaken the faith of Abraham, touching the promises of God. And it will generate unbelief. I want you to know that there are things that weaken faith. There are things that makes faith to be paralyzed. Ranging from familiarity to unbelief to fear to anxiety, they all weaken faith. They make faith. When you consider, you discover that when you sit down to make analysis, faith is weakened that way. But there are things also that make faith very strong. And one of the things that make faith strong is the promises of God, is the word of God. The Bible says faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. When you listen to what God is saying more, faith becomes stronger. When you hinge your mind on the promises of God concerning you, knowing fully well that God cannot fail, faith becomes stronger. That was what happened in the life of Abraham, that God spoke to him and he knows that whatever God say is possible. Just like God spoke to Mary and said, you will become the mother of a savior to the world. And Mary was wondering, how can that be, seeing that she is a virgin and has known no man? But the angel told her that the power of the Most High will overshadow you, and you will conceive supernaturally and have a child, even under impossible situation. I like you to know that strong faith creates under impossible situation. Strong faith makes for manifestation. The reason why Abraham became the father of nations was simply because his faith was stronger giving glory to God. He refused to be weak in faith. He refused to give in to anything that will weaken his faith. There are things that weaken faith, but you must consciously say no to them. You must consciously go against everything that weakens faith and rather choose to stay on with the things that strengthens faith. Hallelujah. If you go to Hebrews chapter number 11, where we have the hall of fame for all the heroes of faith, you will see it begin by saying that now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. That is, faith is a substance and faith is an evidence. An evidence is a proof. Even though you are hoping for, what you are hoping for is not yet at hand, but it will come to pass. What you have not yet seen is not yet manifest, but it will come to pass. Faith is that evidence that it will come to pass. When faith is strong, it means that for sure what you are believing will come to pass. Hallelujah. He said, for it is by it that the elders obtain good testimonies. It means testimonies can be produced by faith. When you have strong faith at work in you, you can be sure that testimonies can be generated through it. Impossible situations can become possible through it. Yes, I remember a testimony one of my leaders shared with us in my church, that he was diagnosed to have lost the two of his kidneys and the both of them were no longer functioning. But he came around to clean the church and had the word of God. And God spoke to him and said, go up that altar, lie down there. He has believed God that he doesn't want to go through a surgery. And when he went there, lie for some time. After a while, he acted by the word of God he had, the assurance that God has spoken to him. He acted on it. And after a while, when he got up, the two kidneys that stopped functioning, that were diagnosed and found to have packed up, suddenly came back to life and start working. So I like you to understand that faith, strong faith, makes what is not working to begin to work. He said he did not consider the deadness of Sarah's womb, but he was rather giving glory to God. He fixed his mind on what God has promised. What was the promise? God told him, you are going to become a father of nations, and he believes it. Even though there were every proof around to show him that it's not possible, it's not going to work, but he was strong in faith, believing God and giving him praise. The ultimate was that to showcase the strength of that is faith, he gave glory to God. He gave thanks to God. Thanksgiving to God in the midst of hopeless situation is one of the highest expression of faith and is a sign of what is strong faith. A strong faith glorifies God even when it looks impossible. I want to announce to somebody that in this season, your faith will be made stronger as you stay with what God is saying and seal your ears from negative reports. Negative reports is the killer of faith. When you seal your ears to negative report and open it up to the promises of God, the word of God, the Bible says faith cometh by hearing and hearing the word of God. If faith comes, faith can equally go. How will it go when you don't hear the word of God? When you hear negative reports, when you hear evil reports, when you hear reports that is not from God, faith goes that way. But when you focus on the word of God and you focus on the promises of God, God has given you a promise. Hold on to it. What is the word of God saying? He said that you are the head and not the tail. Hold on to it, above and not beneath. Hold on to it. The word of God said, by his stripe you have been healed. Believe God and it is done. I want you to know that when you hold tight to the word of God, your faith is made strong to produce results. But When you give in to negative report, when you decide to consider, when you decide to begin to analyze and look at physical happenings, faith dies out. Hallelujah. I want to conclude with this testimony about a woman who took her daughter to run a test somewhere. And then by the time they ran the first test, they gave her the report. And in the report, they told her the daughter had diabetes, the daughter had her BP is high, and some other things that were diagnosed from the report. And she got up and told the doctor that that is not her daughter's report. And she decided to take her to another lab, run another test. They gave the same report. She rejected it, took her again to the third lab. And by the time she got to the third lab, all the report changed. By the time it changed and proved negative, showed she doesn't have diabetes, showed she doesn't have high BP, showed she's okay, her heart is not enlarging. By the time she took the report back to the first lab also now confirmed that the daughter doesn't have any of those things. And I want you to know that that was a product of a strong faith that brought about the change in that situation. A strong faith can always change your situation. I pray that the Lord God Almighty will keep your faith strong all through this year. In Jesus' name, amen.
I'll never be the same. If you wish to learn more about Moment of Impact with Pastor Abraham O'Day, go to worshippersradio.com/programs and you will find all the details you need.